Hello again, this is Zach Hack with Thanksgiving Hacks. Thanksgiving is one of our favorite holidays. You get to enjoy a day with your family and friends. It's a selfless holiday where you give and give thanks. It's all accompanied by great food and a family atmosphere. But Thanksgiving isn't absent from helpful bits and pieces of information that can make preparing a meal and serving it a little easier. So here are some Thanksgiving hacks that can make your life and your holiday a little bit easier. Let's start with cooking the turkey. Print out your family recipes and tape them at eye level on your kitchen cabinets. Sure, you can keep your favorite Thanksgiving recipes pulled up on a phone or computer screen, but you have to deal with the device's sleep mode and toggling between screens, and cookbooks on countertops are bound to be in your way on Turkey Day. Instead, grab some painter's tape, the blue stuff, and use this Thanksgiving hack. You will thank me later. Use aluminum foil as a roasting rack. The point of a rack is to hold the bird above the pan so heat can circulate evenly. Who says it has to be made of wire or cost a lot of money? If you don't have the store-bought variety, crumple some sheets of aluminum foil into thick ropes and wrap them in coils around the bottom of your pan. Or go biodegradable and place the bird on a bed of halved onions, carrots, and celery. Unfortunately, it does not take much to overcook a turkey. The result is always dry turkey and not a very good Thanksgiving meal. Use a meat thermometer for a perfectly cooked turkey. It's okay to use your meat thermometer in the turkey. Zach says it's okay. For the juiciest meat, allow your bird to rest 20 minutes before carving it. Now it's mashed potato time. You have to clean those babies before you boil them. Here's a way to get them clean in a flash. Rinse your potatoes quickly in the dishwasher. Set your dishwasher on for a quick rinse and voila, washed potatoes. Now you have your taters all cooked and peeled, and now it's time to mash them. If you're using a hand mixer, take a paper plate, cut a hole large enough to get the mixer through, and use the plate as a guard. No splashes, no spuds wasted, and no mess either. Just don't mix too long. No one likes watery mashed potatoes. One last potato hack, keep your spuds warm in a slow cooker. After you make them, set it on low. Think about it, if your mashed potatoes are bad, your Thanksgiving meal will not be the same. Now, what about the gravy? You worked hard on this meal. If the gravy is cold, it doesn't pay to pour it on your meal. This year, take the largest coffee or warm liquid container, the kind that keeps liquids warm for a little while. Store the gravy inside and right before your meal is served, then transfer it into the gravy boat. And what would a Thanksgiving meal be without stuffing? You gonna make the stuffing this year? This year, make your stuffing and put it in your muffin tins. This will make serving them a breeze, tiny little stuffing muffins, and will leave your stuffing with delicious crispy edges. Try it out. It's good. Who doesn't love turkey leftovers? And turkey soup is one of the best. So have your soup pot and veggies ready to go after the bird is carved. Now let's talk about dessert. You're gonna have apple pie, pumpkin pie, cookies, and cakes, and wouldn't it be better with some fresh whipped cream? I'm not talking about the stuff in the can or the plastic container. I'm talking about real whipped cream, whipped by you. You want to get the fluffiest whipped cream possible? Freeze the metal beater before you use it. You will have the fluffiest whipped cream this year. Thanksgiving Hacks, information to make your Thanksgiving day easier and stress-free. From all of us here at Cybercrime Radio WCYB, we wish you a great holiday. Be thankful.